I was totally.
You finished those Rice Krispies treats.
You guys missed out on a great cold open. I can't do it now because it doesn't matter. We're just going to run with this shit. Let's do it. Yeah, Nick, dude, I think your gain is awfully high.
I can turn it down.
There's a... Oh, yeah.
Okay. Try talking. It's also like my air conditioning is also broken, so they just put this air conditioning unit in our apartment.
Ah, okay.
Like box, one that sits over there.
Yeah, it was a little high, so if you guys have any issues hearing Nick, please send all of your hate mail to at LRM underscore Nick.
Oh, no, excuse me,
at Geeky Nick Doll. Not. Anywho, this is the Daily Cup of Genre as I'm opening up my second Rice Krispies treat. It is the, like, flagship or daily show. It's a podcast. We talk about geek culture, video games, movies, television, random shit, because it's, like, been a slow news week, maybe, but... Today's yet another special day because I don't have to put up with Manny. God. I'm joking. Anyways, see, I talk shit about everyone else when they're not on the show. And now that he's not on the show, not only did he get the classic red X because he's not on the episode today, but I'm not now talking smack about him. But anyways, the cool thing is that I've got Nick Doll from Marvel Multiverse Mayhem now, I guess, officially, which we need a thumbnail, Nick. This is kind of like it's kind of like a joint venture. So consider this your week's Marvel Multiverse Mayhem and your Friday episode of the Daily Cup of Genre. Depending on how editing and my mood is after we're done recording, depends on whether or not this gets up before some pretty big Star Wars news hits. And if it does, cool. Stay tuned to LRMonline.com. Be subscribed to the YouTube channel so that way you can see some potentially big news if things go well, we hope. And if not, then after you're done listening and watching this, head over to the site and listen to the Star Wars news. So, yeah, do that. Subscribe, like, share, all that wonderful things. More on that later. More from our sponsor, Grow Generation, yada, yada. Nick, Marvel's multiverse is upon us. This is our Marvel show shoved into the morning show because we're lazy. And what's up, man? How you feeling about it? Loki's done. We're going to get this what-if thing, which I guess you could theoretically say, oh, yeah, it happens. But, you know, nobody's really focusing too much on that aspect of it. But we got that and then Shang-Chi. And then we thought we might get, like, Miss Marvel or Hawkeye. No, allegedly we're going to get both of those and Spider-Man. No Way Home, all before the new year, dude. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about this?
I thought we already knew that for those two.
I thought
Marvel was even said six shows and four movies this year is what they said.
Was it? Okay.
At the end of last year. So that would have to mean Hawkeye and Miss Marvel, which is the ones I knew were deepest in the production.
I knew Miss Marvel was, but I also knew Moon Knight was, and I thought Hawkeye was slated for 22. But anyways, yeah, it's a lot of shit.
I bet Moon Knight should be the next one. I mean, not Moon. Yeah, Moon Knight should be the next one.
I hope it's
based
one of
on
them.
What's in production, right?
One of them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, over on the...
Who knows really what's in production and what isn't.
On the Star Wars side, hell, dude, we theorize that they were filming parts of Mandalorian Season 3 when they were doing other projects, just based on some... tweets, texts, leaks, and things like that showed certain people at certain locations and that aren't in the same show. I think one of which isn't even in the same Star Wars era, but you'll have to check out the Cantina for more details on that because this is Marvel's time, man.
Yeah.
Loki left us a mess to figure out.
I've watched that episode 10 times. Just the Jonathan Majors parts. I skip ahead to them because this version really is the Willy Wonka version. Mm-hmm. Have you even seen, he's like the new meme with the like exact same pose where like his arm is on the table and he's wearing purple and everything. But I only recently like looked into the different versions of Kang. Some people are still calling this He Who Remains. Mm-hmm. And then other people were like, no, this is Immortus. And I looked it up. I'm like, oh, those are all, except for they're making He Who Remains is not usually a Kang at all. But in fact, isn't it old Mobius or some shit sometimes? Or is it just a random
thing? I'm not sure too much. I don't get too much on the cosmic side of things. And I know time travel is not exclusively cosmic, but it does fall in cosmic realms quite often. And with the mutants.
But I've been thinking, I've watched videos about Kang. I've actually been watching, most videos I've been watching are about the real life multiverse from like people like, who's a super popular guy right now?
Like
today is Carl Sagan.
Like a Neil deGrasse type.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse. I've watched ones by him and by other people and stuff, how it would actually work.
Is it Ichio Kaku, I think, is another Japanese physicist, real, real smart guy. I mean, look, there's multiple theories, and Marvel has kind of shown that, one, they're willing to do something, say it's canon here, and then later on change their mind as to what's canon and do retcons, just like they do in comic books. But all we can do until they say such retcons is take everything that we see and apply the rules that they've given us to it. And with Endgame, we really saw, it was like, okay, so you can create alternate timelines with this
the whole time travel
with the time travel and all that.
Loki grabbing a Tesseract.
Right. And so they dive a little bit. Sorry, I thought I heard my kid screaming. Anyways, I do. Hold on a second. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? Please don't yell. Anyway, where were we at?
Avengers time travel.
Oh yeah, so
Endgame.
You have the rules set in Endgame, and then you get a little bit more explanation here, which is at first all these timelines, these universes in chaos, and it's kind of interesting because they're blending two sets of physics that really don't necessarily go together. So it's really hard when you've got a little bit of an understanding of some of that stuff. And I'm not like I don't think I'm super smart, but I like it enough that I read about it. And so think of it this way. We live in a four-dimensional space time universe, right? We have the three: length, width, and depth, or height, and width, time. And depth, and then time. Okay.
Where an object is at a certain
time. So in order to observe our universe, you have to be outside of it. So that means there's a dimension that contains all of our dimensions, right? And in order to have a multiverse, every possible variation of this universe of our 4D world exists exists within that fifth dimensional plane. But in order to actually be able to have the rules and everything that fits it and look at all of the variations of variations, meaning one where you were at five and below, that's everything that could possibly exist within our physics. Well, what about all the universes outside of our physics? Well, now you need another one on top of that, okay? And it gets more complicated and more diverse. And I think like a lot of scientists theorize on like 10 or 11 lines of space time, if you will, and when it comes down to it, it's like Here you're saying that time itself was fighting with each other, and Kang wraps time and keeps variations from the timeline from crossing and breaking this prison he's created. But then they try to show that there's actual universes that exist on the outside, right? We see the passing of from one black hole. It kind of you assume that it's a universe, not just a galaxy, but it could be just
at the beginning
galaxy.
When they zoom out and show us
right.
everything.
It could
it looks
just,
like a cluster of universes. Probably.
That's what you think, but it could also be galaxies. But then it's like you hear Earth-like stuff, and then you hear more Earth-like stuff. But then it's that second universe of us going into it that we see Loki and whatnot. But that first world we came from was where all the Marvel voices started at. Like, so what's going on? I'm really, really confused just simply because I think I know too much real life science. And the only rules that they've given us look like what we see on it. Because when it starts breaking apart, it's all only time, technically. It's... Everything that I'm looking at is just time breaking, and it's like if the time separates, then you have all these alternate timelines. That's not really alternate dimensions. That's just an alternate. What's going on?
After everything we've seen and all the explanations we've seen in Endgame and then everywhere in this series, I think just listen to Kang's story at the end where he's talking about the Kangs between universes. Nothing else matters, I don't feel, except for when he's telling a little story where he's like, and then we were helping each other, and then we were fighting each other.
I got
with the same sticks the TVA has.
But what
I just
is...
listen to that, and I kind of... They've said too much mumbo-jumbo.
But no, but even there, he in his own thing, he's confusing. I discovered that the universes are stacked, and that parallels the nine realms and Thor during the convergence and things like that. And he goes, they're stacked. So if it's a literal universe with its own timeline, its own four dimensions of space-time existing within the five dimensions that'll allow for multiple four-dimensional space-times, how does time only protect it? Like, I'm having issues. They need Futurama writers, motherfuckers. I'm sorry. You guys just playing with just time would have been fine. And I can already hear some of the audience yelling, well, when the timeline splits, that creates a separate universe. But that doesn't coincide with the imagery of what we are assuming are either A, two galaxies within the same universe, which would make sense, okay? That would theoretically make sense. So think about that. At the beginning, when you pull out of one black hole, because we theorize in real life that black supermassive black holes are at the center of most galaxies. And so what if you're coming from one galaxy, timeline-wise, into another galaxy timeline-wise? So these are both existing galaxies of MCU time in that timeline, right? One might be getting pruned as we're seeing it. And then, so that would explain that nice and neat. And when it breaks down, as time breaks down, theoretically at that point, you get the different Kangs. Because one branch, Kang goes and is evil. One branch goes and he's decent. One Kang goes and he's a wimp. However, that still doesn't jive with that Kang-only imagery where he talks about universes being stacked. So I'm just confused, man. I guess maybe they're going to explain it in a way I'm not going to like, or a way that doesn't necessarily fit with real-life physics, but... I don't know. They've done such a decent job following their rules. It's like now it's getting comic book sloppy.
Like just the way even it was best described. I mean, because this even kind of contradicts Doctor Strange a little bit even. But I think best way it's been described, even though he was full of shit, the closest to the comics is a Mysterio's explanation. As like, I come from an Earth like yours, only a different Earth.
Yeah.
That's
what we figured, and we thought, like, time.
He was a liar. He didn't even know multiverses existed when he made up that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's a time thing here, so it's interesting, because one thing that you technically can't do is transcend space and time. Like, you can't start in San Francisco 2021 and then be in New York 2012. I know they do it in Endgame. I'm talking, like, in, like, reality, the mm-hmm. idea of how theoretical time travel works. They talk about it in Back to the Future. Wherever the DeLorean is where it's going to be in that timeline. So if mm-hmm. you drive the DeLorean out of Hill Valley to Los Angeles, and there you hit 88, you're going to go forward or back in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. not back in Hill Valley. So I don't know, man. There's a lot going on.
We'll say, learning about different Kangs. How do I say this other part first? I like some of the things he said. I think we're getting, I mean, Kang, I think we're getting this version of Kang back. Not, even if we don't see him, it sounds like no matter what happens, because he doesn't just say see you soon as in his variants. He talks about, like, you guys let all the Kangs free, then everything will just happen again and I'll end up here at the end of the world. Or at the end of the timeline, because I obviously was the best king, so why wouldn't I be the best king when the loop restarts, because no one's watching it? Because at one point he does mention the word resurrection, yeah. And of course see you soon also means the other kings, but I really want to see all of them, mm-hmm. like, and throw them where you want, like Iron Lad, put him in Armor Wars, and he's like, there's a mysterious new Iron Man in town, and don't mm-hmm. keep him a lad, make him as old as Jonathan Majors, and then you learn towards the end of the season or halfway through that's like, oh yeah, my real name is whichever version it is. And then you can have a version in the time travel, maybe you save it for Fantastic Four and they can meet the Egyptian version of him, and mm-hmm. Just like every variant should be one from the comics. And I think it'd be really fun. I was just thinking yesterday to see Iron Lad appear in Armor Wars, because just sprinkle him in. Ant-Man does have to be the next project we see him in. Sprinkle him throughout in a bigger way than Thanos was, since we're not... I'm actually at this point assuming they do beat Kang. They are Kang and Ant-Man. But it doesn't matter, because there's going to be another Kang for the Avengers, or another Kang, you know, wherever they throw him, which I love. And that should be who they fight. We've always, you know, talked about how, like, oh, they fight one big bad guy and a bunch of robots. How cool would it be if they fought an army of different Kangs, like Iron Lad teamed up with, like, Rum and Tut? And
that would be very, very cool. I expect to see a few Kang team ups, but I also think we're going to end up maybe seeing Kang defeat himself, you know, by
in the end,
in fighting.
Or Immortus beats the guy at the end.
Maybe, but not that he necessarily becomes a good guy, but maybe he's like, something happens to help, you know, reset the status quo, where it's like, all right, you get to do this part of it, but someone's going to make sure that the pruning stuff is done a little bit more humanely, you know, like maybe we can not have Aelith eat them. You know, you can spend limitless time of this void, so let's put them here and they can have their own life. It's like, look, do what you want. You can't leave, but...
Not our fucking problem anymore.
Yeah, you know, there's no giant beast going to eat you, but...
Watch out for those Lokis.
Yeah, you're on your own. Let's talk a little bit about one thing that got heated this week. You guys can go and we if you do not believe me, before Mr. New Rockstars himself, Eric Voss, posted his video yesterday or 2 days ago by the time most of you should be watching this, because you should be subscribed to the YouTube channel, following us on your favorite podcast app, and that way you know whenever the new shows go up. This whole synchronization thing. This whole guy on TikTok who decided, allegedly, now I don't know how many people have done verified themselves, you know, pulled up to an episode of WandaVision and Loki and push play at the same time. I don't know. I haven't done it myself, but if you push play on the last two episodes of these shows, you get this odd timing of Wanda churning. You know, I guess they count it when she gets the suit on Scarlet Witch, and then there's what's her name? She falls when he drops something on the desk, and it's gotta mean something. And it's like, how?
I was willing to believe it, but not all of it, like dropping at the same time. But just, isn't there like thunder at both of them? Like, dude, when the universe looks, cracks, and when Scarlet Witch becomes Scarlet Witch, and there's like thunder and a crack.
There's thunder when Thanos snaps. You see, this is what I was talking about when it was like reality, like real time. Think about time, even explained in his circle, okay? In that circle, he has got all of time under control. Every event in it, including his happening, his birth in the 33rd century, which WandaVision happens in 2024, because it's 5 years after Endgame, which was in 19. So you got 2024, one WandaVision happens. Immortus... 33rd century or 31st century, whatever it is, you know, 3000s. It's already happened. He's already seen it. Her going her way, as far as we can see and tell, and this is why I don't think it's a thing, is because this would be something that you wouldn't make a small route. Just like when people are like, oh, is that Doctor Strange coming down the mountain? What sense does that make to do that? And why would you stealthily do it? This is a coincidence because, again, all of that time is literally happening at any one time. That's why the TVA can go to the past, because if the past is still happening, but if something variates from it too much, they got to go prune that part of the past. So that means literally you can sync up any moment Iron Man's gold face plate coming down for the first time. Ugh, thunder and lightning. Captain America picking
breaking.
Up. No, is she, did she Nexus. Break anything? Did she? She didn't break anything.
No, I just mean by becoming like the first Nexus.
They don't actually connect.
He normally would have trimmed that, but I don't think he even has powerful enough forces to trim.
No, because why would he need to? What if that's
because maybe she broke the multiverse?
That's supposed to
she's breaking his timeline.
What I'm saying is. You see what I'm getting at is everyone right now is trying to find a way to fit this legitimate, you know, 20-second synchronization, you know. Everyone's now looking for, oh, what about this thunder? Well, there was this slight red color while you're in space.
I don't like the red color part.
We use red. There's no tangible block between the two. There's no... Wanda runes in the timeline. There's no sounds of Wanda. There's no sounds of her kids. Everyone connecting sounds or connecting things to the WandaVision episode. It just makes no story sense because you have no anchor point that gives you a reference of this event causes this. So. At the end of the day, if Marvel comes out later and says, yes, that was it, it holds no weight because people don't know. You don't even know. You're reaching. Well, what if it's the thunder? What if it's this? Well, what? Then how does that make it a really cool moment? Now, if you had straight up all of a sudden seen like a red flash go through the room.
That would be cool.
That would, you would, without saying a word, just the fact that you saw a red fly through the room and he goes, what was that? We just crossed the threshold. Then without ever saying Wanda,
I love it. Just not even lying. I fibbed.
You know, not without even saying Wanda or Scarlet Witch or anything, just that red energy wave would have held more weight. So This is another case of people looking too far for too much because it doesn't logically fit. Now, if Marvel retcons it to fit later, to me, it becomes lazy just simply because you missed a point to make it matter. And now you're just, oh, by the way, it's like, oh, by the way, Tom Holland's Peter Parker was the kid Iron Man.
By the way, that's not true.
You know,
and then Kevin Feige's like, I was joking, yeah. But everyone takes it as factually. Everyone, it's like, I was that's joking. What
that's what I'm
Peter
saying.
Parker. He's like, maybe it could be this Peter is, Parker.
This is one of those things where it's like, this is not the type of Easter egg Marvel would want this hidden. They would want this connection to matter.
Here's the part that I do like, though. It's not even timing them together, but it's why I do think the split. I mean, the split obviously has to happen before the next movie, as far as our timeline. I mean, not next movie, but Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. I think when she hear, I like the theory that when she hears her children, it's because the multiverse is kind of split and some of the wings are like folding over each other and stuff. So that I think maybe. I do think that moment's connected. I'm not saying the other one, the timing's all correct, but I think it'd be interesting if that's why she suddenly hears her children is because maybe, there's a billion more timelines.
Let's
just like,
also remember this. Wanda is magic. She's magic oriented, magic centric. And when she's listening for her kids, she's listening while dealing with magic.
Yeah.
Her kids are a creation of magic. So if her kids are anywhere, they are in magic. Theoretically, she could potentially travel.
Like we discussed before, they could exist in other dimensions.
They theoretically could, and they could theoretically exist in another timeline of where the hex is still up, and she could go in and take them from one Wanda for herself. We don't know. There's things, and I'm not saying it would be bad. Like I said, I think it's a great idea to make it where Wanda's the first, you know, the first new Scarlet Witch. That the last time the old Scarlet Witch was sealed enabled Kang. Like whether it was connected or not, maybe like the sorcerers were battling this magic threat, and Kang's battling the time threat. And simultaneously, and that's how maybe they can kind of combine things to work together. But you actually have to give us some actual connections. You can't just say, hey, there's a dot here and a dot here, but there's a wall here and a wall here and a wall here and a here and a here. And oh, and so we go.
I mean, we do have two direct sequels to Loki coming in movie form before the next season.
What do you
Spider-Man mean? Spider-Man and Doctor really? Strange feel like direct sequels.
Well, let's talk about Spider-Man. Doc Strange, for
definitely.
Sure.
The characters we've seen on the t-shirts they handed out after shooting and stuff.
Yeah, and not just like characters and stuff, but really with events too and Fallout and things like that. Yeah. So We got Spider-Man coming up. Now, look, guys, we you know what? Let's before we dig into Spider-Man, let's take a word from our sponsors over at Grow Generation.
Grow Generation.
Thank you.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. For all of your cultivation needs, Grow Generation has the right products, service, and staff to make your grow successful. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
Do it! Do it now!
Clicks the button. Or is that button?
Anywho, Spider-Man, No Way Home. If some of you guys listened to the Daily Cup of Genre yesterday, you may have heard Mike say the worst words a Spider-Man fan can hear.
Sony.
One more day. He feels, based on things, that they are going to borrow from the one more day idea of Peter looking for a way to erase everyone knowing who he is. Uh-oh. This time, maybe not using Mephisto, although how badass will it be if that motherfucker shows up in Spider-Man Far From Home? Because I hate to tell you guys, the Mephisto theory fucking thing that's started with WandaVision. It's not over. It's not. I'm not saying he's in Spider-Man, but if you start looking at some of these things, okay, guys, and Nick and I will not discuss any spoilers that are rumors that we know in anything other than
I still
rumor
don't trust
format.
Most of the rumors. I don't
right.
believe I know. I don't agree. I don't know these things.
Right.
I still think we're being bullshitted even by the rumor mill.
Only a few things that we can really say for certain, and that's because it's come from people actually involved on the project, whether on purpose or on accident, things like Alfred Molina and Jamie Foxx. While then you still have guys like the worst of the three Spider-Men, Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
And not the worst actor, worst of the Spider-Men characters, all right,
worst
guys?
Worst performance is Peter Parker.
Anyways, definitely on that end, 100%.
Tobey Maguire is probably the worst actor overall, honestly, even though I like him as a Spider-Man.
we'll see. Anyways, so they're playing coy and stuff like that. Now, we've been trying to suss out as much as we can about this movie for a while. Nick thought he had a really good lock, and I thought you did too, of what, like a basically like a Sinister Six, potentially some cameo fights and interactions with the Spider-Man, but you know,
mostly
Tom,
using time to give us all six.
Yeah, Tom's film, the villains, give them time to shine better than Sony ever flipping could. And
I'm not gonna lie, Doc Ock is really well featured in Spider-Man 2, but that's Raimi.
Yeah. But
that's different era of Sony too, different owners. I mean, different.
Let's just throw this out there. Charles Murphy has a decent track record on Marvel things. Yes, he's gotten things wrong.
All the scoopers do. Scooper's gonna scoop.
However, I don't think I've ever seen someone bet this much of their career on something and it not turn out right. And I've also never seen someone with this type of following bet this much on something and the studio not do something. Like, the studio is legitimately radio silence. They're not even refuting it. It's just silence. You guys will have you, so sorry, but brain thing.
Sony does this to him.
You guys will
him so much.
Have to wait until December, right? That's Feige's thing. I mean, fuck, even James Gunn jumps out on some of the most ridiculous of claims. Is like,
shuts him down.
Who are you guys? Like, shut the fuck. So, dude, we're getting a live-action Spider-Verse movie, and he's gonna use Joey Q's garbage fucking take on J. Michael Straczynski's awesome One More Day. Just
here, I have a slightly different theory based on the toy. Like the expensive toy, the black suit,
what
they call the hybrid suit. People noted that one of the sides of it, it's either the front or the back, one of them is obviously the Electro scene based on the color behind it, and one of them is Sam Raimi's universe. So I almost feel like we'll see Tom Holland in their universes more than we will. Like, maybe he's going to recruit them or whatever, or maybe Garfield and McGuire never meet, and he's just the go-between universes.
That's possible, and here's the thing. For those that don't know what One More Day was, you casual scrubby noobs.
It was getting rid of their marriage, basically. It was the main reason for it, right?
Yes, it happens after Civil War II. Peter's been unmasked.
All of
his villains are after him and Mary Jane, who he's married to, and Aunt May. Just the one thing he's always been afraid of, because he holds so many ground level villains. It's not like the supervillains that are too busy to assassinate some aunt like Doom. You know, no, these guys have the fucking time and resources and patience even to take Spidey's family out if they find out who he is. And he ends up making a deal with Mephisto. You know, he goes to Doc Strange, which, you know, the Lego toys showed us Doc Strange Sanctuary. The Spider Sanctuary in Doc Strange Mansion or whatever it was called. It's got some interesting name. He goes to Doc Strange. Strange says, I can't do anything about that. That magic's not in my capabilities. I think Wanda at this time is still post House of M, so I don't think she's in play. And he ends up making a deal with Mephisto, but Mephisto's like, in order to do this, I got to take something like so fucking pure, you know, something so perfect that it's going to torture your soul forever in order for you to get the... And at first, and this is where you lose the JMS part of the story and you get Joey fucking Q. And never convinces me otherwise unless both I get JMS and Joe Quesada together in a room with like God as witness, like lightning bolts like at their heads, tell the truth. Would I ever believe that this wasn't fucking Quesada? And he's like, he basically has Peter say, I'm going to torture your immortal soul for 40 more years of your life, maybe 15 with May. Well, who would make that deal? And you got to lose your marriage, because that's going to be the part that's pure and love and all of that, your marriage to Mary Jane. And, like, who wants to see Peter Parker married? We want him on adventures and stuff like that. Well, dude, no one seemed to complain, but as soon as you broke that apart, the sales sure as fucking slipped. So you start looking at this. Look, the black suit, that we've got magic webs, a magic emblem, something that looks like a transformed Eye of Agamotto on one of the gauntlets. You've got not just the digital stuff in it, but there's runes in his suit as well. They're yeah, buddy. Let me see if I can find it again. Let's bring that up. Let's see. Spider-Man. Black and old. And
second black suit that ain't the symbiote in this franchise.
Let me bring up our share screen. And
I haven't seen it that close up. I hadn't even seen the full arm thing.
Okay, so hold on. No.
See, this is the background I was talking about, where people think it's
It's Electro. But look, those are runes, dude. Oh, that's shit. Digital pattern. Because
That's so cool.
The digital pattern is more
can't
jagged.
Use magic against him. We know that runes don't let you use magic in a certain area.
I don't know.
I guess that would mean that unless more. It's like. Maybe it protects him from the other magic he's using, since he's not supposed to be a magic user.
It definitely could be, and this is the
gauntlet. Or it gives him the powers.
Look.
It's shit like Eye of Agamotto.
It's the fucking... It's either, you know, it could be a similar artifact, but the Eye doesn't have the time stone of the main MCU world anymore, so, you know, could he theoretically repurpose the casing, the housing? But again... let me see if there's another
shot of it. This one looks like it's more raised too, like the raised suits, which I do. But think.
Just that, and I was trying to get another shot because there's some more. Like, I think it's like back here or back here. Like, this is digital, but these odd curves look very similar to some of the ones that you see in WandaVision.
And we never mentioned, I don't think, on our Marvel podcast, but there are runes in the place where the three space lizards are. Which is why they suppose that's why Loki can't use his fucking magic.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. So
even that detail's not. Yeah. And then his arm thing comes off, this toy probably has multiple arms.
Oh, dude, what's bad? Like badass toys. Is this toy. Look, there's no, you don't see the joints. They've got this suit is over the action figure, dude.
What?
Yes, look, this is fully poseable with removable hands and head, so that there you will see the joints.
Peter Parker on if you,
Yeah, but dude, there's, look, these are all movable joints. It's a fucking onesie over it.
And see, that's the one I was talking about earlier. That's the Raimi-verse.
Yes, this is the Raimi-verse. 100%.
They've never lit it like that since then.
No, specifically this is...
Spider-Man 2 endings, right?
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 1 ending, yeah.
Spider-Man 2 with the train.
Doc Ock. Well, see, and all that does confirm is the two villains we know about. They literally put a scene from almost like Spider-Man 2 and the Electro scene on the box. Because those are the ones they've confirmed.
Pretty much.
Damn, that's cool.
But I'm really mad that they gave this much away, because I can infer so much from looking at this. You know, it looks like these are more smaller runes back here. I bet they're on both shoulders and wrap around, because once you get here, it starts turning into more prominent, jagged shapes. Less of this curving, round. And this just gives away too much. You could connect too many fucking dots. So I can already tell you guys what's going to happen here. He wants his identity erased. It's going to turn out that he can't do it, and that the only way for him to get safety is for him to go to a universe without the Avengers. This is what I meant when I said Marvel and Sony aren't necessarily going to get a complete divorce now. I think the total divorce is off the table. I think they're going to do maybe a 5-year hiatus of MCU Spider-Man after Multiverse of Madness, because he will be in one more co-film. Everyone assumes it's Multiverse of Madness. There, I think, he decides to go to a universe because maybe it's Toby or Andrews, and they don't have an Avengers, and they just lost their Spider-Man.
Yeah, Toby dies in this movie or something.
Yeah, they just lost their Spider-Man. Let me go be Spider-Man there, you know? And
but they want him to play with Venom. They can't use Toby's. I don't know. Venom just complicates so much, too. Neither universe.
When does Sony give a fuck about good storytelling? Name me one example in the last 10 years.
I don't remember what's in the last 10 years. I liked Men in Black 3. I hated the Men in Black International, though. I don't know. They used to make good movies. Spider-Verse. A Spider-Man movie and good.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
That's why I don't want a second fucking Spider-Verse. it's a great idea, just like Endgame, where it's like, we have this background. Endgame is like, it almost would be a waste not to have some fun time travel-y stuff where they see different, you know, years and locations on the last movie with Stark and Rogers. And it feels like this way too, where it's like, wouldn't it be a waste not to do Spider-Verse since we do have two other universes and we're doing a multiverse movie? But at the same time, I'm like, it's too soon. Just because it worked as an animated movie, don't fucking immediately respond by being like, now we're doing Spider-Verse. So like, I have seen that, and it was probably the better version because those two writers and their directors are very, very talented.
And they had a lot of freedom because it was animated. And
it was, that movie's just fantastic.
It is. It's great. It's a lot of fun. I don't think
live action. Like trying to duplicate that in live action would be good.
No. So here's what I think really happens. Like I said, five to 8 years after Multiverse of Madness, we see no MCU Peter Parker.
And do we get Miles? Is that your theory?
We're going to lead up to Secret Wars, and Peter and Miles will come to be a part of Secret Wars. And I think that's where you might, 6 to 8 years is a long way away for Jackman. But I was going to say, I think that's where you might see a Jackman return, is like a Secret Wars movie, but maybe in a cameo type thing. I don't want it. No,
I don't think we will.
No.
He keeps saying no.
Please, no.
I don't think we're going to get any of the original cast as X-Men again.
I don't know.
After the boner thing.
Scared. What do you think about the Fantastic Four, man? Is that them in the ship in that final Loki episode?
I don't know. I brought it up when we were talking about the Loki episode, but I'm no more convinced nor less convinced it was. It could be.
Yeah.
Didn't look super alien, the ship. It's obviously not something we're used to, but we also don't have Quinjets in real life or helicarriers, so.
So, given everything that you've heard and know, what do you think is the end result for Spider-Man at the end of his tag team movie?
Well, what do I don't...
Not
I
what you want. Okay. What you think is going to happen.
I think Sony will take him back for a little bit. Either, I think that's more likely. I think Feige would rather have that happen than to let Venom into the MCU. Like, I think he'd rather lose Spider-Man than have to take on Venom and Mobius.
And maybe he looks in and maybe it's like he's giving them enough rope to either A, hang themselves, or B, succeed. Like, can you guys take Tom and
fuck
do
it up
good?
Again? And then it's like,
yeah, if you fuck it up again,
do you want to share Spider-Man with us and make money again?
Yeah, and it's like, oh time. Yeah, sure, but we're only bringing, you know, Peter and Miles over or something like that, you know. So it could be a case of giving your competition enough rope to hang themselves with.
I like the way you put that earlier. Yeah.
I hope so. Hang
it's
away,
like, okay,
Sony.
If your movies are so great, here's Spider-Man for 5 years. See what you could do, because I'm not letting a movie with less than 20% on Rotten Tomatoes into my universe.
Yeah. Well, Nick, let's go ahead and wrap it up then, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. Social media information is down at the thing below. We set it back at the beginning of the podcast. And then, check out all of the great podcasts, Breaking Geek Radio, The Cantina, and lots of Star Wars stuff going on. All available on LRM, all available on the Genreverse Podcast Network. And, of course, check out LRMonline.com every day for all of your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Nick, you got anything to say?
I also break you free of the podcast.
Alrighty then. Nick, go ahead and say our catchphrases, and I'm going to add the music in post. Right now it's playing. Just hear it in your head and run with it.
Excelsior.
Enough said, guys. It's been Marvel Multiverse Mayhem and the Daily Cup of Genre. We'll talk to you guys next week.